Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Sit up in heavenly places briefly. Last week it was my elder sister that came to church. This morning it's my mother that is in church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mommy came around today with her younger sister, so both of them are here. Can you? Is that how you're celebrating? The mother of a celebrity. Your parents will be celebrated in your lifetime. Those you labored over, they will announce you in their lifetime. In the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Mommy. Thank you very much for coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been looking at my wife recently. She's been shining differently. I don't know what's happening. Glory to God. Glory to God. I told her, I said, you are shining. She said, but I'm looking. I said, you're not looking stressed. You are shining. God bless you. And I celebrate all the people that have been making 20 days of glory a thing of joy. God bless you, Mr. Thank God, and your team. God bless you so much. Members of technical team, prayer department, they pray every night here. Ushering protocol, all of you. You will never lose your reward. In the name of Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 4. I'm going to be sharing with you a key that can change a person's life forever. When you are stalked and you engage this key, doors open. When God calls for it and you can obey, He changes the climate of your destiny. Anytime you fail to understand the workings and the ways of God, you find yourself in a place of disadvantage. But when you understand the workings and the ways of God, no devil can stop you. There are many things that have been abused. But when something is abused, it's not a reason why the people who should use it should not use it. Am I making sense here now? Abuse does not stop the necessity of the right use. If there is need for the right use, continue doing it. There are many quack doctors. It doesn't mean that we don't have good ones. Am I making sense here now? Yes. Yes. The principle I'm about to share with you this morning is a life changer. It's a life changer. A person can be stuck. As soon as you engage it, everything shifts. There are certain principles you engage. Whether you pray at that moment or you don't pray, what somebody is praying for 5 years, you can get it in 2 minutes. I'm giving you a game changer this morning. And I pray that by the revelation of this key, by the understanding of this key, every door that needs to open in anybody's life, anybody's career, anybody's family, anybody's marriage, I declare it will start opening in the name of Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 3, we're going to read from verse 4 and 5 and see where we read, maybe to 11 or thereabout. Everybody, I want you to read together with me. Want to go now? Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. Solomon offered how many burnt offerings? 1,000 burnt offerings. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared. What? The Bible says the king, a young boy. Solomon had said before this time, he said, God, I am a young boy. I don't have sense. A little boy like me, I don't think I have any sense to do anything. I need you to help me. Give me wisdom so that I will be able to lead your people. That was the intention of his heart when he was about to make a sacrifice to God. I'm speaking on the subject. Listen, sacrifice, the power of sacrifice for next level manifestation. The power of sacrifice for next level manifestation. Listen to me. Somebody's entering the next level in your life. What nobody in your family has been able to achieve. I've been saying this for the past how many months we enter the second quarter. I saw it by myself that what 4 generations nobody could handle, somebody handled it. I declare you are that person in the name of Jesus. They will check the record of your family. I say nobody in the last 4 generations ever touched this kind of wealth. Nobody ever entered this dimension of power. Nobody ever operated this kind of peaceful family. Nobody ever enjoyed this kind of joy in their life. Can I prophesy to somebody? You are breaking forth into that dimension. And Solomon went to Gibeon and offered 1,000. Sir, you don't know what 1,000 bullocks is. Don't assume it. I can explain to you. I've never seen anybody kill 1,000 cows in one day. Have they tried it? Have you heard anywhere? 1,000. Not 100. Not 500. Eh? And this is not the bus stop of Solomon. By the time we analyze what he did more, you'll be shocked. He carried the first cow. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. 500. See, I don't think they killed that cow in less than 24 hours. It must have been up to, except if 1,000 men stood with 1,000 cows and they were killing one by one. Even the men that killed the cow would have been tired. And Solomon offered. He was looking for what his father had never done. David was a mighty man. Solomon was not a poor man. No, he was not a poor. It was not poverty that drove Solomon here. So that you don't have a wrong understanding. It was not scarcity. It was not starvation. It was not hunger. It was next level. He knew his father had achieved a particular thing, but he knew in his heart that there are next levels in life. Sir, there are next levels. Oh. May you not be comfortable with a small level. May you not be comfortable with a cheap level. Solomon envisaged the next level of his life. He saw his father David fight battles all his life till he died. Sir, if you fight all your life till you die, you may not enjoy so much. Solomon tried, but he fights David rather, but he fought all his life till he died. And Solomon said, I want to change the narrative. I don't want to be a persistent and continuous fighter. I want to end the narrative and make light shine in another generation. The Bible says, at Gibeah, immediately he did that, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God asked Solomon, take check from heaven, write your name, write the amount. Solomon, write your, somebody give you check and say, I've written the amount, write your name. Is that not what they do? That's what they do. I've written the amount, write your name. This one, God says, Solomon, take, see check, write the amount, write your name. What a check. There are certain opportunities that we open to people after this encounter. Opportunities that have never been had. Such kind of testimony that you will share. You see people here, I say people will be sharing testimony in tears. That is the kind of testimonies that will break forth in your own time in the name of Jesus. At Gibeah, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give you. Go ahead. And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness and uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. In other words, God, it's not like we are suffering. Oh, we are not suffering. God, we are not suffering. Oh, but there's something in my heart. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? And Solomon said, go ahead, the next verse. The next verse, let's move. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. Humility. Humility. I am a little child. I do not know how to go out and come in. I don't want to labor like a fool. For the labor of a fool, where is him? He does not know how to go into the city. So Solomon said, I don't want to labor. And they have come. They are now calling me king. Everybody is saying you are king. I don't want to labor like a fool. How do I go about my life? By divine inspiration, boiling in his heart, he did not know that he had done something that was tearing off the heart of God already. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give your servant an understanding how to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord. Kai, can I pray for you? May your speech not be like noise in heaven. Kai, can I pray for you? May your speech please the heart of the Almighty. Sir, sacrifice can make your speech please God. God did not show up because he felt like showing up. God showed up because somebody provoked him to show up. God did not show up because he wanted to show up. God showed up because somebody did something that was unusual for him to show up. The speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, Solomon, listen, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have you asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but you asked for understanding, discerning for yourself, understanding. Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there was, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall there be any that will rise after you. One of a kind in a whole generation. Somebody will rise out of this meeting. It will be one of a kind in a whole generation. Listen, I don't know where you are, but I sense in my spirit that people will rise out of this meeting. The testimony that they have never been able to share, that nobody has been able to talk about in your family line, you are coming up with that testimony in the name of Jesus. And I have also given you that which you have asked. Both riches, not only riches, and what? Honor. Some people are rich, but they talk about them anyhow. They lack honor. They lack honor. They are rich, but they lack honor. Riches is not enough. You need honor. It is pride when you raise yourself. It is honor when people raise you by themselves. Kai, Jesus. So that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings of all your days. And God said, so if you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Father, bless the reading of your word. In few minutes, speak to our hearts, transform our destinies, and let light break forth in the name of Jesus. Sir, when you see people doing great and outstanding things, when you see a person that has an unusual result in their lives, don't just go to their business place to copy. After you have copied, ask them, sir, is there anything you did in the secret that you have not told us that we can also engage? Because there are many things people do that they don't tell others. Wow, you are very blessed. They'll say, yes, my brother, it's the grace of God. Grace of God has explanation. Explain it to us. Explain the thing. There are other things you did. Don't let anybody fool you. Say, how are you getting this kind of results, sir? How is your life changed like this? You say, my brother, God is just helping me. How did you help you? What did you do? How did you come about this? Don't tell me that. Many people will not tell you things that they do. Behind every glory, there is a story. Somebody wakes up one morning and visits a temple. And all of a sudden, he visits the temple. And they call him to bring one man out sacrifices. And maybe he kills two or three girls. The people of darkness understand the power of sacrifice. The people of light always argue it because of their selfish and stingy nature. Somebody is not selfish to give his mother to build a plaza. It's not selfish to give his father, his elder brother, to own a whole street so that they'll put his name there. To buy a Ferrari, he can give his younger brother. Because they understand the power of sacrifice. But when you talk about sacrifice, because of the abuse in many places, and many uncultured, untrained, wicked, satanic pastors who use the destinies of people, many people draw back. Child of God, don't draw back. Be wise. As I'm saying it, let God talk to your heart. Let your heart be indicting a good matter. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Solomon took 1,000 bullocks to the altar that day. Peradventure, he had heard that his father had never done 1,000. I know how David carried the Ark of Covenant and how many he killed, but it was not up to 1,000. And Solomon said, I will do what nobody has done. Sir, if you want to see what nobody has seen in your family line, you must do what nobody has done. Sacrifice is the power that moves you to the next level. Now remember, sacrifice is not only about money and material things. I'm just sharing in these lights today. Sacrifice can be about your time. And say, I will give my time like never before. I will give my intellect like never before. I will give my energy like nobody has ever served God with it. If you put your hand, it's better to be wasted for God, though. If my life will be wasted, may it be wasted in the hand of Jesus. Kai. Since I gave God my lifetime, he's been taking care of me. Kai, yeah. He has never let me down. I have given God my lifetime. He carried 1,000 bullocks and he came to the altar and offered it before God. And God started looking. God did not wait for Solomon. God showed up by himself. There are some kind of sacrifices. You don't have to talk again. Heaven is saying, we have heard. Atibo, Farabale. They are showing up. Whereas another person is still there. Olua. Brothers and sisters, if you want to act fire to your prayer, sacrifice must be on your altar. If you don't do it, nobody will deceive you. Nobody will beat you. Nobody will stop you. Please understand it. But if you like and you understand, he that has an ear, let him hear. Kai. Before my father died, he wrote it on his book. That's how I sacrifice. When it comes to kingdom, I'm very mad. I can be mad to serve God. You can't get anywhere except you do some unusual things. You have to do crazy things. Crazy things. Sir, crazy things. Very deadly. One year we did Thanksgiving in the church, and after we did the Thanksgiving and they brought all the money in the church, I gave one quarter of all the money. I said, what? One year, all the offering together, they showed it. I said, wow. I gave one over four. Sacrifice is dangerous. It will keep putting you. When I say the path of the just is a burning light, it shines brighter and brighter. Don't just quote it with me, oh. Know what I do. I will be teaching it so that we can understand. So that I don't just... People, let nobody deceive anybody. Olusegun Obasanjo's father came out from prison and became president. His father had built church in their village for God and said, God, this is what I can do for you. And the son came out. Look at her. Amongst all these peers, his sister is moving with energy and life. Somebody has paid the price for somebody to be alive. If something is working for somebody, check. Somebody paid the price. We are alive in Christ today. Jesus died. It was painful. Jesus was not smiling to the cross and say, well, I'm going to die on Instagram. Let's go and die. It's time to die. Put it on the cross. Is that how Jesus died? The Bible says he came there that night in the Garden of Gethsemane and sweat like blood thick, because he was about to be given as what? A sacrifice. God was trying to get a result he had never gotten before. He had tried dove, he had tried goat, he had tried bull, he had tried turtle, all manner of animals. Then he kept in reserve the last card that changes the game. There is a last card that changes the game. The power of sacrifice. And God brought out Jesus. When the blood entered the grave, all the principalities and powers, they started shouting, lift up your hands, oh ye gates. Why? The blood of sacrifice is showing up. The blood of sacrifice is showing up. Many people bought their future with their sacrifice today. I was listening to a dear man of God, and he was sharing an experience of how he went for a meeting, and all he had was his last phone in his hand. And God said, drop it. And as he was dropping it again and dropped it, God said, your NYSC Alawi, put it to. And he said, and he said, after that day, every single NYSC Alawi that came out till the day he finished, all of them dropped. And when God started blessing him, blessing his life and destiny, people can talk nonsense. When they talk nonsense, you that know what you did that made sense, leave them alone. And somebody brought a G-Wagon and dropped it for him and said, go. Young man, I don't think he's up to 35 or years old. Very young man. Blessed by the Lord, by the power of sacrifice. Please don't joke with what I'm sharing with you today. Is anybody getting? Time will not permit us to say so much today, but I just want to create in somebody's heart that there is a game changer. I've come to realize in life that things don't just change. People take steps and they change things. Two ways you can engage in sacrifice. Number one is God can call for it. And number two, you can decide because of the next level you want to provoke it. For Solomon wanted the next level. He did something unusual. For Abraham, it was different. Abraham was in his house. Sir, after serving God for 29 years of Abraham's life, one day he woke up and God gave him Isaac. After God gave him Isaac, Abraham was happy. They've been throwing party in Abraham's house. Can you push up this mic a little bit? I want to hear myself a little bit. They were throwing party in the house and celebrating the son that has been born, Isaac, instead of Ishmael. Eh? They were celebrating seriously. Then the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 22. Put it verse 1. Genesis 22 verse 1. It says from verse 1. He said, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham. What you hold so dearly is what God is asking for. You don't know this God. If you don't know him, go and read the Bible by yourself. You don't need any pastor to preach it. By the time you read the Bible, you will see that it has a way. When they say my ways are higher than your ways, you know what he's saying? He said the things I demand for, they are higher than you can understand. Sacrifice can make a man a living legend. When you are dead, you continue to speak. Now, Abraham offered a more excellent sacrifice. Cain, rather, offered a more sacrifice than his brother Cain, Abel. The Bible says, and God was pleased by his sacrifice. While he was dead, his blood was yet speaking. Abraham, take your son. And Abraham carried Isaac, and they were going to the mountain. And by the time he sacrificed Isaac, God did not say, Abraham, wait. When God saw that he had given Isaac from his heart completely, God now said, now I know that you love me. that you fear me. God, so I've not feared you since. We have been doing this thing since. You told me to leave my pleasure, my house, everything I built at age 70. I've been following you. I don't fear you. I did not jump on other women since. It was my wife that gave me Ishmael. And I still don't fear you. After everything, this boy is over 13 years old, maybe as a teenager now. Now it's because of this sacrifice. Sir, there are certain sacrifices that God, you throw up. And God says, now I see your heart. From today, the money that nobody in your family has touched, I will now put it in your hand. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice? The kind of grace that nobody in your lineage has known in four generations. Kaya, emphasis are because heaven is working it out for somebody. I declare somebody under the sound of my voice, you are stepping into that dimension of grace in the name of Jesus. Now I know that you fear me. Because you have not reserved your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. 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 It is time for us to buy property. We have saved money. Let's try and use that money to buy property. And I said, Jesus has not bought property for his church in PTCC. I will not buy one. God says, oh, you boy, you're smart. I say, Father, you are teaching me. I'm learning. Every time you look through the page of scriptures, you will see what people have done. Others will be envying you and saying, this one has achieved this, this one has achieved that. What people struggle with their 30 years of their life to achieve, one sacrifice can push you there by force. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Some of us like certain graces and anointing. Have you not heard of the story where Joshua Selman said how he saved a particular seed and trek back to his house? People will break their colo, break their safe, call their bank and say, release it. I'm going to go mad if I don't do this now. And look at 5-10 years after of their life. Then you'll be looking like a wonder, a living wonder. When you admire something, ask the story behind it. Some ladies never deserve the kind of man that they married. They mistakenly entered the service like this and sacrifice came. Their heart burnt and they don't. And God said, you will never marry a foolish man. Nabal was a foolish man. Abigail married. By kindness of character, God switched from Nabal and put the woman in David's house. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing today? Sacrifice can change a person's life. Sacrifice can transform a person's destiny. Sacrifice. Signs that people need sacrifice in their lives. Chronic poverty in the family. A widow was in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 17. That widow had been undergoing a lot of terrible things in her life. And as a result of the terrible things that the widow had started undergoing in her life, the widow was stalked. She was stalked. And the prophet came to the widow and demanded. And no, the widow even demanded. The widow saw the prophet passing up and down. And she said, let's build him a house. Let's give him a table where he can read. Let's give him lamp so that he can study at night. And the prophet passing saw a need in their family. And he asked, he said, do you have any need in your house? Sacrifice will make God ask you question. It's not you that will talk what you need. The prophet Elijah now asked, he said, come, is there anything you need? Tell me. The woman said, I actually don't need anything. Why? At the time he was asking, she had asked for child maybe for several years and didn't get. So she didn't need again. She didn't want to embarrass herself. And he said, no. The servant came and said, sir, I know she's saying no, but there's something she needs. And they sought out and discovered that the woman needed a child. And the man of God prayed. According to the time of life, the child showed up. One day, the child was about to die. He was in the farm shouting, my head, oh, my head, oh, my head, oh, and about to die. Things you get by sacrifice, they cannot expire. Cannot expire. Anything you get by sacrifice, even if it's, God can send 1,000 angels to secure it back. The child was shouting, my head, oh, my head, oh, my head, oh, and he died. And the woman who knew the source of the child said, he came by sacrifice. He will be sustained by sacrifice. Then she sacrificed again and started moving to the house of the prophet. It was a sacrifice to leave where she was. Some people say it's too far now. And you know how many days journey sometimes and the distance. And she said, let's go there. When she got to the prophet, he came back. The Bible says he laid upon the child and the child sneezed and came back to life. There are certain things you get by sacrifice, sir. All the witches in your father's house, they don't burn all of them well to collect it. After Abraham suffered with service, can't you see what happened to him? He said, in blessing, I will bless you, multiply, and I'll make your descendant like the sand of the seashore. After Jesus Christ came, sir, God still said, we are still Abraham's seed. people should have changed everything. I said, everything is just you. I said, no. He said, now that you are born again, I put you under Abraham. The only man qualified to have a bosom is a man of sacrifice. Abraham, everybody will come under your bosom. He did not come in the time of the law. He came before the law. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. I share one with you before I close. For time's sake. In the third service, I'll continue. There are not too many things to share. Just to awaken somebody's heart. When there is perpetual smallness in the family, sacrifice will talk. When a curse is hanging, Noah offered the sacrifice and God said, the curse upon the land is moved. Any day you see a rainbow, remember one man made a sacrifice and I will not destroy the earth again. Anything obtained by sacrifice will last forever. The ministry can never go down. It was born by sacrifice. You'll not be scared about what anybody saying. 1,000,001 social media post sponsored by a devil to tarnish the image can never do anything. Sir, men of sacrifice are immortalized. What are you saying? What are you saying? Sacrifice. It can turn anything. It can. People of this world do it. Do you know when Elijah called the prophets of Baal? You know why those guys said, let them do a sacrifice? You know why they said that? Because it has been working for them before. Sacrifice has been working for them. So they said, we will show you paper today. So they said, let them go up. When they did the altar, guess what they were doing? Baal, Baal. They were calling Baal because every time they did a sacrifice, Baal will always do what? Show up. Anytime there is a sacrifice, a deity shows up. Baal will show up. But that day, a greater sacrifice was standing. A man who had no root and had sacrificed his life and destiny was speaking. The lesser sacrifice must keep quiet. A man came to me one day in our former church and he said, sir, he was telling me many things and he was telling me what they usually do to get jobs in organization. He said, they will go and ask, what did this man that is coming to contend with me, what did he do? They say, he brought one goat. So what must I do? They say, you bring four. You go and look for four. The higher the sacrifice, the thicker the voice. Satanic and demonic people have sense. Church people will be arguing online. How many times have you seen all these occultic boys come online and argue about things? You argue, you give them, they pay their tithe, they pay their offering. If all you have been given is tithe and offering, sir, you are at a low level. Your sacrifice is not this thing. Stop nonsense argument with people that don't have plenty sense. Stop it. Do you know a person's whole lifetime earning can be wiped off in one occasion, one mistake? There are people that started spending on a particular sickness on a member of the family. Every member of the family's money finished. When the money finished, the person died. And everybody kept quiet. Start again. But by the power of sacrifice, you can shut the mouth of devils. Somebody is going to enter a realm today that in these 20 days of glory, God will look at you and the results that will break out from your life, from your career, from your destiny, they will be amazing. People cannot stand it in the name of Jesus. Sacrifice either comes by you provoking it because you want a change of levels or God demanding for it. Solomon, he provoked it. Abraham, God demanded for it. For some of you, God is demanding for it. For some of you, you are the one that will provoke it. I say, God, I'm tired of the level where I am. I think there can be more in my life. I think I'm not okay here. Again. A boy is sitting by your side in Oshodi Market, Ladipo or Alaba, and the boy goes somewhere and he shows up tomorrow. And he looks, came back with slippers and you were mocking. 6 months after, he's buying a plaza. And he says, no, just keep quiet. I share this last one before I close. Is somebody ready for something? Are you sure you're ready for something? 2 Kings chapter 3 from verse 1. That's where I'll close. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 1. The third service is supposed to start almost immediately. And I know people are already coming for the service. Now Jeroboam, the son of Ahab. Please listen. Ahab became king over Israel and Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. Go ahead. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and his mother and his father and put away the sacred altar of Baal and everything he made. Nevertheless, he persisted in the sin of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He did not depart from them. Now, Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheep shearer. Listen now. Was a sheep bearer. And he regularly paid the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and wool of 100,000 rams. But it happened when Ahab died that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So the king Joram went out of Samaria at that time and mustered all Israel. Where are we now? Then he said, what? Then he went out and sent Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go out with me to fight against Moab? And he said, I will go up. I am as you are, and my people are your people. My horses are your horses. Go ahead and read with me now, everybody. Let's go. Then he said, And he answered, by the way of the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched on round about around 7 days, and there was no water for an army, nor for the animal that followed them. Go ahead. And the king of Israel said, at last, for the Lord God has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of what? Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there no prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him what will happen? So one of the servants of the king said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who poured water on the hand of who? Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your fathers and the prophet of your mothers. But the king of Israel said, no, for the Lord has called these three nations together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord God of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regarded the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you. But now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician played, the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. And thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your... Who prophesied? The prophet. What kind of prophet? A good prophet. A man of God called Elisha. A regard and revered man of God is prophesying here. But let's see what is happening here. Go ahead. Also, you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree, and stop every spring of water, and ruin every good place of the land with stone. Now it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by the Edom, and the water filled the whole land. So prophecy is being fulfilled right now. Is that not? And when all the Moabites heard that the king had come to them, fight against them, all who were able to bear arms and all that were gathered, and they stood at the border. Then they rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the underside as red blood, and they said, this is the blood the kings have surely struck sword and have killed one another. Now therefore, Moab, to the spoil. So when they came to the camp of Israel, Israel rose up and attacked the Moabites, so that they fled before them, and they entered their land, killing the Moabites. Then they destroyed the cities, and each man threw a stone on every good place of the land and filled it. They stopped up all the spring of water and cut down all the good trees, but they left the stones of the Kish Heraseth intact. However, the slinger around it and attacked it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took with him 700 men who drew the sword to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son, who would have reigned in his place, and offered him as a burnt offering upon the altar. And there was the great indignation against Israel, so that they departed from him and returned to their own land. Look at me. Did you follow what I just read? Prophet Elisha, the man of God, had prophesied that they would kill everybody and they would win the battle. That they will never fail. Every prophecy started working exactly as the man of God has said, until the king of Moab saw, and he started asking, what will I do? He took 700 mighty men, and they entered battle. They killed all of them. Pa! Then he took his eldest son that was supposed to be king. Somebody say sacrifice. Pa! He looked at his son that is supposed to be king in his place, and he said, I know a prophet has prophesied. I don't know why. Everything has turned against God. But peradventure, one voice of sacrifice can change everything. He carried his eldest son and brought him out. The same thing Abraham did. A hidden king that did not know God. Sacrificed to his own gods, not even to the Almighty. And as soon as he did it, the Bible says God by himself reversed the prophecy of Elisha. And he said, this man comes with a sacrifice. Anger turned to the children of Israel. And they went back to their house. The man did not die by the power of what? Sacrifice. Even though the genuine prophet prophesied, the servant of God, sacrifice can reverse it. Rise up, let us pray today. Sacrifice. Shamanagabaya gabaya. Ruaka gaga gaga. Even though the prophet had prophesied, I don't know the hanging prophecy over any destiny. I don't know who said anything about you. I don't know who said anything about your family. I don't know who has gone to any shrine, any altar, and any place to sacrifice anything. But today, somebody must understand that Jesus Christ is raising an altar for you, first by his blood. That is the ultimate. Therefore, no devil can stand against you and your family. No devil can stand against you and your business. In the name of Jesus. Listen, by sacrifice, the enemy turned around and they left. Somebody will say, Prophet Elisha is a false prophet. He's not a false prophet. Sacrifice reversed the order. Sacrifice made it impossible for a man to die because he understood the power of what? Sacrifice. I don't know what you are ready to sacrifice. This is 20 days of glory and it's our glorious sacrifice day. We do sacrifice here twice a year for the past 4 years. Whenever it comes to our building project and 20 days of glory. Sir, this message is not for everybody. And please, if you don't have, don't kill yourself. Sacrifice is not by force. It is what you have. Don't go and borrow any money to do sacrifice. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? This sacrifice we're talking must not be money you borrowed. It is what you have that is paining you. It can be a savings. It can be a property. It can be anything that you have. It can be a car. And I'm saying, but it must not go and borrow. It must not be something that you don't have. Sacrifice is something you actually have, but it is painful. Sacrifice is something you have. It can be somebody's last card. It can be a woman in the Bible brought alabaster box, 1 year salary. She broke it at the feet of Jesus and sacrificed. And Jesus said, listen, anywhere they preach this gospel, sacrifice immortalizes you. See all the examples I'm giving you. Guy, are you saying you want to do some things people have done? Do you know what they have done? The number one ultimate sacrifice is Jesus Christ. But today we keep giving sacrificial offerings that open doors for us. We keep giving sacrificial offerings that tear down the walls and barriers for us. Somebody under the sound of my voice, today every wall and barrier is about to come down and they will never rise again in the name of Jesus. All your answered prayer sleep for 20 days of glory, gather it right now. Your answered prayer sleep, I told you to bring it today. If you have an envelope, your sacrifice. If you don't have an envelope, the account number for the sacrifice will be displayed. We are giving to God. We are giving a sacrificial offering. I want you to determine what will be on your prayer altar. What sacrifice am I putting on my prayer altar for these 20 days of glory? For the 20, you see, nobody, yesterday, those of you who are very sensitive, the servant of God came around yesterday and he saw what was happening here and he was about to raise offering. I said, nobody raises offering for me in this church because I don't raise offering because I feel like. I go as I am led by the Spirit. I wrote a note to him. I said, please, sir, stop. He said, what? I said, man of God, honor me. You are my elder brother. Honor me. And stop. Don't raise it. How many times have you been in this church and we invite anybody to come? And how many of you have seen that? Somebody comes here and says, I want to raise offering for you because your pastor said I come. Never. You don't put that. If you are here and you don't have anything, you think you don't have anything, don't bother yourself. Don't bother. Nobody should die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But if you know that, no, I can trace something. There is one saving somewhere. There is one account that I need to probe into. There is something God is laying in my heart. I can part with this thing for the next level of my rising. I cannot remain the same way I am. Or God has been speaking to your heart before. Or while the message started going on, should we step out and go to pray for you? Listen, nobody will write your name. Nobody will write your phone number. This is the last time you will hear me talk about this sacrifice. The next time will be announcements. Nobody will send you a message. Nobody will call you. Nobody will remind you. You don't understand what I'm saying? Did you hear what I just said? Nobody will call you. They will not have, hello, Opay is calling you, come and pay your money. Nobody will try that. When we do partnership and building and vow, people can be calling you because you made a vow. This is not a vow, this is a sacrifice. It's painful, but I will do it. It's not easy for me, but I will do it. I'm crying, pastor, but I will do it. This thing is hot, it's not easy, but I will do it. They that go out bearing precious seed with tears, he said, they shall in no doubt come back bringing in their harvest. If you
you're ready for your sacrifice, talk to God by yourself where you are first and tell God what you will do. Tell God how you want to make a commitment. Tell him whatever it is that is in your heart, what your sacrifice is. Some of us that were in first service, you have already made a commitment, but if you are here and I'm praying for other people, after they have marched forward, you can just be at the back and raise your hand. I'll join so that they, because many people have made commitments already in the first service. Talk to God by yourself. Since I gave God my lifetime. My lifetime is everything plus my resources. He's been taking care of me. He has never ever left me down.
He has never ever let me down. I have given God my lifetime.
A young man started a job in an organization. And when he started the job, his boss paid him the money. And when they paid him the money, just imagine that he didn't have a parent. Then he took the money to his boss and said, sir, it's my first fruit. They taught me, I want to give it to you, sir. And the man said, are you mad? Go back home, Joe. He said, no, sir. I don't have anybody to give this, but this first one, I want to give it to you. Sir, 4 years down the line, you can imagine where he got to. Sacrifice provoke men. Talk more of God. You don't know what I'm saying. It's gifts. But this kind of gifts, not like, yeah, gifts you give to people. The Bible says the bribe of a man make it away for him. Somebody can determine to destroy your life. You just brought a gift and everything will shift in the person's brain. Somebody can use a gift. Eh? They are supposed to promote you. The person brought the gift. They'll put you down and promote the person. Don't underplay power of sacrifice and gifts. Don't ever. You have made up your mind. I'm going to sing that song. And as I'm singing it, you will watch from one forward here. Nobody will take your phone number. Nobody will remind you. Nobody. If you announce it next week, it's to remind us, eh? Those of you that made sacrifice. Oh, nobody will call you personally. Oh, nobody will know you or know what you are giving. Whatever it is, the account will be projected. You will give. If you have it in cash, between now and the first week of September, there is a sacrifice. There is something you can say, I want to pull out this and let it be the sacrifice on my altar for 20 days of glory this year. Hey, if tithe and offering is what you have been doing alone this year, sir, you still need to push a little more. Yes. Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
Everything that I am, it belongs to you, Jesus.
I live for
you. Can you march forward here?
Yeah. Lord, every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
What is sacrificed to one might not be sacrificed to the other. Yes. You know your level at which God has blessed you.
Lord,
anything that is a sacrifice to you that you know will be painful, sir. You see how people will change their levels in life. A hidden king. Jesus. As you come out here, Psalm 20, open from verse 1. Psalm 20 from verse 1. Kaya Baraba. Somebody will see a change of levels you have never known in your life. It says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Go ahead. May he send you help from, this is people that have done something, you know, from the sanctuary, and strengthen you out of Zion. How? He said, may he, when he remembers your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, when he remembers it, there are times God will say, what can I remember about this lady? What can I remember about this man? What can I remember about this person? Sir, sacrifice continues to speak. When Abel died, the Bible says the blood of Abel kept speaking. He kept speaking. That is why the blood of Jesus is still speaking today. You hear me stand on this altar and I say, by the blood of Jesus that is speaking for you. Why? There is a sacrifice. He cannot stop speaking. It can be painful, but it is gainful. Lift up your hand. Let me declare over you. Lord, see the heart of everyone here. Nobody is here for a show because they are not declaring who they are, what they are giving to anybody. But everyone is here because they want to do a sacrifice. They know that there is something that is a treasure, but they want to part away with what it will pain them. And they have come out this morning. Lord, I ask, based on your word, you are the one that said it. You showed us Abraham did it. Solomon did it. The Moabite king did it. Even wicked people turned the heart of idols by sacrifice, much more the Almighty God. Jesus, as they have taken a step of faith and they have come out here, whatever sacrifice means to them that they have done. Lord, have honor on their sacrifice in the name of Jesus. Doors that have been shut, delays, stubborn issue, health challenges, family crisis, by the power of the sacrifice, I declare everything is settled in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayer.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.